Going back home. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Some Ukrainian refugees are returning as Ukrainian troops regain control of the capital, even as Russian forces leave deadly traps.
After days of what appeared to be increased fighting in the Kyiv region, it now appears, according to Ukrainian officials on the ground, that there is proof of a Russian forces withdrawal. And even in some cases, Ukrainian officials are even saying that they believe that Kyiv in the capital city has been liberated. But that news is being met with skepticism, and for good reason. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying that right now it is just too dangerous for people who want to return to Kyiv because of some of the dangerous elements left behind by Russian forces.
Fox's Jeff Paul. A big development in a mother's mysterious disappearance.
Police say the ex-boyfriend of a missing Florida mother has been arrested in Tennessee. Cassie Carley was last seen Sunday night while meeting with the ex-boyfriend and their four-year-old daughter in the parking lot of a restaurant close to her home in Florida. They say the couple's daughter is safe.
Fox's John Scott. Former President Trump addressed concerns at the U.S.-Mexico border at a Saturday night rally in Michigan.
Of all the Biden catastrophes, perhaps none is more dangerous or devastating than his complete annihilation of America's borders. What's happening?
Trump said an estimated 500,000 undocumented immigrants pour into the U.S. each month, adding that the Biden administration was handed the most secure border in the country's history. Kansas is back in the NCAA championship game for the first time in a decade. The Jayhawks beat Villanova 81-65. Kansas forward David McCormick led the way for the Jayhawks with 25 points and 9 rebounds. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The CDC will soon get rid of a key pandemic-era border policy.
The public health order that allowed expulsion of migrants at the border because of COVID will be ending on May 23rd. DHS is preparing for as many as 18,000 migrants attempting to cross into the U.S. per day, and that is more than double the current average of 7,000 per day. So the CDC is giving DHS 7 more weeks before Title 42 ends to scale up its preparedness, including a program to vaccinate up to 6,000 migrants a day at 27 locations across the southwest border. Multiple Border Patrol officials have told Fox News that ending Title 42 will lead to what one agent described as a surge on top of a surge as word spreads among migrants that they will not be deported.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The Pentagon says an Algerian man imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay for nearly 20 years was released and sent home. 37 men are now being held at the U.S. base in Cuba. New York Amazon workers on Staten Island agreed to form the first union in the company's history.
The behemoth of business, Amazon, has been bested, at least for the moment, by its employees' grassroots movement. Amazon workers on New York Staten Island celebrated this week's vote to unionize. The landmark tally, accomplished without any support from national labor organizations, by the way, is seen as a referendum against big business for usurping too much power to the detriment of the workers who help bring in the profits. Amazon has been quickly expanding its distribution network over the last decade, putting its nearly 1 million square foot fulfillment centers near large population centers for faster deliveries.
Fox's Lauren Green in New York City. A Los Angeles hiker found dead, had his dog by his side. The 29-year-old was reported missing over 2 weeks ago. The dog, named King, was weak but still alive. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.